let us read scripture. I will first read the ESV from in Philippians chapter 4 from verse 2 to 9. And then Shibao will read it in Mandarin.
腓立比书第四章第二节到第九节。
This is the word of the Lord.
这是神的话。
I entreat Theodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you.
Sometimes
what disappointed us are something pretty simple.
有时候呢，我们最失望，让我们失望的事呢，特别是不感谢。You
expect something to work and then it failed.你想着什么事情应该能够成功，但是呢，它确实失败。I was driving my minivan to pick up a wheelbarrow yesterday.
昨天呢，我去买一个推车，用我的那个。
I expect my I know my car has problem, but I expect it to work.
我知道我的车很正常问题，但是呢，我没想到没事，应该是正常。So
this is no problem going from Philadelphia to I think Pottstown.
从费城呢到 Pottstown这段路应该没问题。
Don't ask me why I go so far to pick up a wheelbarrow. Could it be because it's $10? I know the transmission on the minivan is falling apart. But I also know that when the reverse gear doesn't work, you just need to stay there for like overnight and then it will work again.
你知道呢, 这个道场呢, 也不太行, 但是呢,
So I happily drove from Philadelphia all the way to literally the front door of that house. Just a few blocks away from me.
我从费城呢开到他家里去。
And then I made a wrong turn.
但是呢，我拐错了一个弯。
And if when I made a wrong turn, I need to turn back, right?
那如果是那个呢？那我拐错了，那我要拐回来。
I need to back up.
那我没有，就是大了。
And it failed.
但是到了呢，就工作了。
I waited, I waited in the car for a little bit, I waited for it to work. And then it, after about 15 minutes, it did work. So I turned around and go and get the wheelbarrow for 10 bucks. And then the thing just totally falls. The reverse gear just would not work after that. So I paid that $10 to that family. Put the wheelbarrow in the trunk of my minivan. And I have to ask the whole family to help me push the car backwards. It's a very simple thing, it should work, but it failed. Well, this book is having the Paul who wrote this book have a much bigger problem than my little car.
那保罗写这天书信的时候呢，有一个更大的问题，他的问题要比我的车大很多。He
was in jail.
他在监牢。But
he, interestingly, the theme of this book is rejoice,
joyfulness. 很有意思，就是这篇书信的主题呢，就是喜乐。And
if you have been with a group of people, say church, and you have worked with some people, you know that people fail and they disappoint you. I'm sure the Church of Philippians have some people who have disappointed Paul also.
肯定的，就是在这个腓立比教会啊，有些人呢，使得保罗很失望。
However, the letter, the theme of the letter, the emphasis of the letter is joyfulness, rejoicing.
但是呢，这封书信的主题重点呢，是指的。
Every time I preach on a passage in this letter.
每次我讲到，如果是在
As if I'm repeating myself. Sometimes it's even wondering if I'm preaching the same sermon again, again, and again. But I think it's worthwhile to look at what Paul has given us today. Verse 4 is the key of this passage.
那第四节的今天经文里是一个重点的经文。And
that is a theme that Paul has repeated throughout his whole letter.
在这封书信里，保罗的主题也是这一段话。And
Paul put it as a almost like a command: rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
那 保罗在这里呢，这段经文是一个命令的口气，就是你们要靠着常常死，我再说你们要死。I
think in this section of the letter, Paul gave us three ways that we can rejoice.
在这段经文里，保罗给了我们三个方式，我们怎么样才能够靠着死呢？
And sometimes we are often bogged down and keep focusing on the things that disappoint us.
但是呢，我们有时候呢，确实呢，会垂头丧气，因为呢，我们关注的都是那些使我们失望的。
And sometimes we are anxious.
有时候呢，我们也焦虑。
But I think this portion of scripture will help us.
但这个经文呢，确实在这种时候会帮助我们。
There are three things here.
这里有三件事。
There are three things that will help us.
这里有三件事可以帮助我们。
One is a church.
第一就是教会。
Second is prayer.
第二呢就是祷告。
The third thing is actually God Himself.
第三件呢就是主他自己。
It seems like these three things have been repeated itself quite often in messages.
在很多信息里呢，这三件事呢。
But I think it's worthwhile to look at how Paul talk about these things right here.
但是呢，保罗在这里讲的呢，也值得我们再关注一下。
Well, first Paul addressed the issue between two sisters.
开始呢，保罗是在讲两个姐妹之间呢有些摩擦。
Euodia and Syntyche.And it seems like these two ladies are co-workers of Paul. Although we don't know their roles in the church, but it seems like they are in some sort of leadership position. And you see that Paul addressed the disagreement of these two ladies openly.
保罗呢在这里就是公开的把他们两个之间的摩擦给暴露了。
And interestingly, he pleaded with the church to help them to reconcile.
这里呢，保罗呢是在向教会祈求。
Now, what is the basis for what Paul has asked them to do? First thing, Paul believed that they are in the Lord, in Christ. Second, Paul believed their names are written in the Book of Life.
第二呢，保罗也认为他们的名字都在生命册。
This is unusual.
这是很重要的。
Well, sometimes we think that leaders should be just happy and be nice to each other and should not fight.
当然我们知道，好像做领导的嘛，他们都应该是很开心的，他们之间不应该有矛盾。
But according to my experience, the reality isn't like that.
但是呢，现实呢却是恰恰相反。
But Paul gave instruction to the church, to help these ladies.
但是保罗呢，向教会指出，教会应该帮助这两位女士。
I think basically because Paul trusts that this church is mature enough to deal with a public issue like that.
保罗当然也认为，这个教会呢已经成熟了，可以公开的来解决这些问题。
Another thing I believe, Paul believes the Lord will work through this church to help these ladies.
另外呢，我们也知道保罗相信主在用功，主在用力去通过教会去这两位姐妹得到帮助。
Believers today have a very low view of church.
当然当今基督徒呢对教会好像的观点都是比较低的。
They don't think the church can do much.
他们觉得教会好像做不了什么事。
They will not be believe the church leaders will help them to resolve any problems.
他们也认为教会的领袖关于他们的这种事呢。
Church purpose is to take money from some people.
教会的目的呢，就是从一些人收点贡献。
And then the leaders will just be there to avoid problems and just hope that usually leaders just hope problems go away.
那教会的领袖呢，在那里呢 常常是避免这些问题的，而且呢，就是希望这些问题呢自己走开算了。
But the interesting thing is that Paul entrusted these two ladies, these sisters, to the church.
但是呢，这个很有意思，就是保罗把这两位姐妹托付给了教会。
So this gives us another view of the church.
这就让我们对教会有另外一个眼光。
I think if we have not really get involved in the church,
如果我们在教会不很投入，
really enjoy the fellowship of the church,
不在教会享受团契，
we'll be more disappointed than not doing anything.
当然，我们就会很失望，比没做事还失望。
Here the church is beneficial to the believers.
教会在这里是为我们的好处而存在。
And then the church is the source of their joy.
教会也就是我们喜乐的源泉。
I think we should pray for the church.
我们应该为教会献上我们的祷告。
That we can be strengthened to have peace and joy.
我们就在教会里得到了平安和喜乐。
Of course, Paul addressed the issue of prayer.
教会呢，保罗在这里呢，也向我们教导了祷告的功课。
Paul talked about prayer as the way to attain joyfulness in the life.
保罗在这里呢，让我们知道，就是我们用通过祷告就能得到生命中的喜乐。
He believed their reasonableness, well, yes, they say reasonableness, but it should, can always be translated gentleness.
那在这里呢，就讲过，就说是你们要有谦让的心，要喜乐。
They should make their gentleness known to the people around them.
那他们像谦让的心呢，应该让弟兄姐妹都知道，都看到。
And then they also believe that Jesus will come back soon.
那这样呢，你就会知道耶稣基督会早日再来。
And so they can pray.
这样呢，就会引起祷告。
What can you lose anyway?
那你祷告也失去不了。
But the question is what to pray about.
但是呢，要讲的是你为什么祷告。
You know how we usually pray?
那么我们祷告什么呢？
We usually pray for the problem, about the problem.
经常是为我们面前的问题献上祷告。
And here, Paul did not ask us to just focus on that thing, one thing that we need, or one thing we think we need.
那保罗在这里呢，告诫我们呢，我们不是为我们那个问题，或者为仅仅为那个问题来祷告。
Paul said, in everything, pray.
保罗是在向我们在所有事前都要祷告。
But there are two things to pray about.
有两件事一定要祷告。
Or let's say there are two things should be in your prayer consistently.
那么就是在你祷告里面有两件事。
What we need and also thanksgiving.
就是我们需要什么，然后我们要感恩。
We know what we need.Sometimes we do. Most of the time we do.
我们知道，多的时候我们知道我们需要。
But sometimes we forgot to put thanksgiving in our prayer.
我们常常要把感恩感谢忘了。
If we forgot about the thanksgiving part,
如果我们忘了感恩的那一部分，
that means we in our prayer we still focus on the problems.
这就说明我们祷告的时候呢，仅仅
and forgot how God has already worked around us.
就是为了那些问题来祷告。
To pray,
忘掉了主已经在为我们动工了。
To pray, to put thanksgiving in our prayer is to let us see what God has already done for us.
当我们把感恩那一部分放在祷告里面呢，我们就知道主已经为我们。
And on verse 7, Paul gave a guarantee.
那么在第七节，保罗给了我们一个真实的应许。
He said, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们心怀意念。Have
you experienced something like that?
我们每个人是感受到过这件事。Have
you experienced after you pray, you experience the peace of God in your heart?
我们是不是经历过？我们祷告之后，我们觉得心里就有了事，有了神。And
Paul said this so definitively that almost I guarantee that we'll have it.
保罗在这里是很确定告诉我们，他甚至基本上向我们保证，这是一定的。I
think that could be because of this, I don't worry about my minivan.
那我从这儿我就想到了，我那个车呢，我还不去发这个头了。And
then and drove like 1 hour to pick up the wheelbarrow and go back home.
那么我开车开了一小时，去拿了个配车，开回家。But
there are things in your life that would be like that. You focus on the problem, and the problem just won't go away.
但是呢，在我们生命中呢，我们确实有时候，如果我们太关注这个问题呢，问题呢也解决不了。And
maybe the problem will not go away.
为什么呢？这些问题有可能解决不了。Maybe
God does not want us to have a life without that problem.
也许神呢，就是在想，在试验我们，让我们的生命呢，离不开这些。Maybe
God wants to experience the peace in the midst of that problem.
因为神是在这样的经历，在这些问题、这些困境中，我们也平安。If
you wonder if that is feasible or not.
你在想，哎呀，这个好像成不成？Look
at Paul.
那你就看。Because
Paul asks us to imitate him.
你就看保罗呢，在教导我们，在学他的样式。And
looks like it can happen.
确实是可以的。Now
as we continue to read in verse 8 and 9.
那你如果继续读今天的经文，就是第八节、第九节。When
Paul asks us to rejoice, Paul did not just stop to say that you will experience the peace of God. Just to have the peace of God is not enough. You can have more. At the end of verse 9, you will see what you will have. Paul did not just say you will have the peace of God, but Paul says you will have the God of peace will be with you.
保罗在第几节结束，就是说，那平安的神是与你同在的。You're
not just going to be satisfied just getting something from God.
如果你在从神那里得到一些东西，你就满足了，那就太可惜了。You
need to have God Himself with you.
你应该需要神的同在。And
verse 8 and 9 is the way that we can experience that.
第八节第九节是在教导我们怎么样才能够经历神，感受到神的存在。Verse
8 is about what we should think and consider and understand.
第八节是在讲我们应该如何的想，如何的做，如何的行。Verse
9 talk about what we should do.
第九节呢，就是在讲我们应该当做的事情，当行的事情。Well,
as you know, when we have problems, we just keep thinking about a problem.
但你知道，我们一般人都有了问题了，就只想着问题，别的都不想。It's
hard to not thinking about I need a new minivan.
对我来说，我就老是在想，哎呀，我需要一个新车了。
Because my family keep reminding me about that. They keep reminding me that I should not drive my minivan here and should drive something else. The point here gives us an alternative. What he said here in verse 8 is very precious. You can almost say this is some sort of positive thinking thing. But this is not positive thinking, really. Paul asks us to think about what is true, what is honorable, what is just, what is pure, what is lovely, what is commendable. Why would Paul say something like that? It is because when we are unhappy, and when we are anxious, we keep thinking about something that is not true, that is not honorable, not just, impure, whatever is hateful, and we keep thinking about what is not commendable. So it's like you have a dirty cup of water. And to clean it, you want to clean it, you dump more mud in it. And if you're not happy, you feel that you're anxious about something, and you keep thinking about those negative things, you will only spiral downward. So Paul here advises us to think about something true. Some people say something wrong, or false, fake to us, tell us that. But as long as those are lies, don't believe in it. Where can we find true things and positive things to think about? You can find plenty of those things in the book of Psalms. It helps you to speak to God, talk to Him. What is something that is just that you can think about? Think about your status before God. We have no justice in us. And yet God called us just and righteous. So if people keep saying that we have no justice, we are keep doing something wrong, we think about Jesus. And so Paul asked them to think about these good things that is true in Christ. If there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about those things. Paul did not just ask them to just think about things, but ask them to do things. But how would they do those things, practice those things?
How
Obviously, Paul referred to himself as a model. You see, there's a progress from learning something, receiving something, hearing something, and seeing what Paul is doing those things. And then Paul asked Philippians to practice whatever he has done. So being a good example is a good thing. If we cannot find good examples around us, sometimes that can be true, can be very disappointing. We still have some people in the Bible that we can learn from. If you think those are not enough, there are people in the church history that can be our examples. We have a lot of things we can learn from. But as we, Paul said, as we think about these good things that God has placed around us, if we do these things that God has asked us to do, God of peace will be with you. The fear is that if we don't do anything, if we keep focusing on ourselves, we won't even see God who is always with us. So may we learn from this letter, learn from this what Paul has told the Philippians. So we're going to rejoice. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. For you have given us your word through Paul. May you teach us how we may rejoice. Make good use of your word. Make good use of the tools of prayer that you have given us. May you also strengthen our church. Thus our church will become a blessing to many people. Those who are strong, and especially those who are weak. We thank you for your word. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.